Ladies and gentlemen, I'm doing two nights with my show role play at the Lyric Theatre on Friday the 10th and Saturday the 11th of May 2024. Tickets are still available. There's a few left. And if you want to get the last of the tickets, they're available in the description of the podcast, wherever you're getting it, whether that be in your ear or via your eyes. So get to it quick. It's going to be great fun. It's my favourite show. And we're just going to have a good time. The Slag Eye Podcast is on Patreon. That means if you want to ask questions for the podcast, you want early access to the podcast, you want the extra Slag Eye Podcast, and plenty more bonus, I suppose, content. Yeah, basically, you can get it there at patreon.com/Slag Eye Podcast or in the description of the podcast, wherever you get it. The Slag Eye Podcast is sponsored, somewhat proudly, I would hope, by Modest Beer. You know it by now, Modest Beer are a tremendous local beer company. The beers they produce are an elite standard of beer. There's no beer in this world, let alone this universe, that is better in quality than a Modest Beer. And you could take my word for it. I know a lot of you guys trust me. I know a lot of you guys rely on me to bring you news, to bring you facts. But if some of the doubters out there don't want to listen to me, don't want to take my word for it, go to www.modestbeer.co.uk and buy some Modest Beer. Use the code SLYPA15 at checkout to get 15% off and see what all the fuss is about. Modest Beer. They're modest, but I'm not.
I'm the Slag Guy.
Ladies and gentlemen, hello and welcome to this week's episode of the Slag Guy Podcast. The first thing for anybody watching the podcast on YouTube, you'll see that I'm wearing black today. For those listening, that is true. You should be able to gauge the darkness in my attire by the somberness in my tone. This week's episode of the Slag Eye Podcast is in memoriam of friend of the show, Polio Paul, who sadly passed away. And with that tragic news, I thought there was nobody better to get on the podcast to steer us through these emotional times better than friend of the show, friend of the podcast, and frequent collaborator in mischief, Mr. Aaron Butler. Although we showed a lot of respect to the memory of Polio Paul and reminisced on some of the good times that we shared with Paul in our thoughts, we deviated slightly and ended up talking about other things like potential new business ideas to go to the Dragon's Den with. We talked about whether or not it was appropriate to put gravy on a chicken chow mein, special chow mein, whatever. It's not. It's a problem. And we talked about plenty of other things as well, including the Oscars. So listen, it's a fun episode. It is silly. God help the producers of the podcast. They had a lot to edit. We might throw the entire unedited version over on the Patreon. But that will all depend on what producer Ben recommends I do, because he can watch this back and see whether it is allowed to be put on that or not. But anyway, all I can say, it was silly, it was fun. My face is sore from laughing, but this was another classic Slag Eye Podcast with myself and the Buttman, Aaron Butler. Aaron, it's not easy to start this podcast this week.
Oh boy.
It feels like it was only about a month ago, was it, that we were on here talking about a friend of ours, a friend of the show, mm-hmm. who has inspired many people,
yep.
In many ways. He was a man who had a brother who was his twin, and who got taken away and put into a prison cell on the west coast of France. I'm talking about the man in the iron lung, Polio Paul.
Well,
he's no longer with us. R.I.P. Paul.
What a day this has turned out to be, huh? Seems like only yesterday we were in here having the fun, having the laughs about our good friend, Polio Paul. Mm-hmm. In case anyone didn't catch that name, that's Polio Paul.
Yeah.
A nickname, not a birth name.
No, because I mean, that would be incredible foresight.
It'd be amazing if the doctor predicted. Doctor's looking at the baby going, look, I've got a...
if this motherfucker's getting anything, it's polio.
Yeah. They're like, I've got a bit of an inkling here. I've got a good track record.
They're like, we're going to call him Mikey. It's like, nah, Nah, Polio Mikey doesn't. Come, Paul. Go for it.
Yeah, you know. Yeah. Here's your baby cancer, Karen.
Yeah, pneumonia anyway. Nail. Here's Andrew AIDS. Welcome.
Here's HIV Harry for you.
What would I be? Oh, well, diabetes Dave, obviously, fuck's sake. I mean,
you're already that, yeah.
Hey, not anymore, brother.
Yeah.
But what would you be?
I'd be
aneurysm Aaron.
Yeah.
Just drop.
Yeah.
Oh, man. Sad day, though.
Well, you know, you can say that, but also, was it on the cards?
You know what? It's one of those things that you're going, he's been there for so long, fuck it, he may as well, you know.
What, live longer?
Yeah, I mean, here's the thing, I don't
part
know.
Of the furniture?
But you know
he
why,
is furniture?
But you know why some, yes, but I mean, it's not practical furniture.
No,
you know
no,
what I mean?
No.
And you feel so shit, imagine.
Imagine eating your Cheerios off.
Imagine farting on him, like just lying on him with a wee blankie over and just.
Shit, Greg would be if he's on a stag, yeah. Too.
And then he's
and
like.
And everyone's teabagging him. And he can't do anything about
and
it.
And then he's like, please don't fart on that. Not
he doesn't. He doesn't, no. He can still talk.
I didn't mean that. And then he's like, don't fart at me. Sorry, don't fart at me, I guess.
Him and Hawking on Hawking. A stag together?
Shit, I mean, if ever there's a man that would be able to fucking take advantage of Polio Paul, it's Hawking. Like.
No.
There'd just be kid's doots in his head and Paul wouldn't be able to move. Yeah, no, Stephen, why are you doing this to me? And he's like, ha ha, ha ha, ha ha, I am a molester of children. Ha ha, ha ha.
Oh, no. Oh, Paul,
oh, dear.
Bless him. Rest he would have peace. Loved this banter, but he'll never know.
But you know what? When did he get struck down with the pee? I don't mean teabagged. I mean when he got polio. Was he a kid?
I think he was a kid.
So did he? This
I'm
going to
say he was about 7.
So then he's had a taste of what it's like to not live inside an iron lung.
He had a wee dose of it, and then he had a big dose of the iron lung.
Yeah, see.
But they used to take him out of the lung every now and then.
So why then did they just be like, listen, you're a pickle now?
I'm so sorry.
Oh no, it's
David.
Polio Paul's family. It's his estate.
That's so disrespectful. I'm going to put my phone on mute here. My apologies.
I didn't know whether that was Paul from above. Because I mean, I'm sure he sounds similar to
well,
that.
It wasn't him from now because no. He couldn't really text. Yeah.
But I mean, we'll talk about Paul for a bit first. There's something, there's a conspiracy about those ILGs. I call them the Iron Lung guys. Because they... Two of them have been popped off in this year. It's like, you know, whenever Putin goes after, like, alleged enemies of Russia?
Yeah.
Alleged, should I say?
Yeah.
Because in case there's people that are not enemies. And, you know, I don't want him coming after me.
Mm-hmm.
But didn't someone do, like, the old error of, like, they were hoovering around the Iron Lung woman? I think it was, I don't know, Polio Paula or something.
Hoovering around the...
And they unplugged her Iron Lung or else they're the... The power got cut out? Or something. The power got cut and that's what caused her to die. And she died like in January time and now Polio Paul's popped off.
Oh, so grim.
Mid-March. So
it's more grim to die through a plug coming out of a wall, isn't it?
Yeah, that's a bad way to go.
That's grim.
Because you know someone doing it's going to be someone like me being like...
No.
Mate.
Here it is. It's you with soundproof headphones on, hoovering like you're Tom Cruise in that movie in his underpants, fucking singing. And then you literally
for a start one inappropriate bit of attire for a cleaner, just straight in bags down.
You definitely clean and just your bags. Yeah. I know you do.
No, just
you come into here in just shorts.
Just the t-shirt.
So you're not. Yeah, you're Winnie the Pooh cleaner service.
I'm Davy the Shite, yeah.
Yeah, you're Davy the Shite. Clay hoovering up, soundproof head, Dre beats on, sunglasses, dancing around, and you're wearing socks still, though, even though you're debagged.
Yeah.
And and then you literally finish your shift, do this, take your headphones off, and go, ah.
Oh, no. Because,
oh, no.
Like, I mean, this is maybe disrespectful again to the polio people, and I'm sorry.
Calling them the polio people alone is disrespectful.
Wasn't there a group like called
the Polio People? Sounds like such a cool band.
Or someone that lives at the bottom of the garden, the Poddington Peas and the Polio People.
The new children's story.
I mean, that would be far less enjoyable.
The Princess, the Pea, and the polio Paul.
Imagine going down, down at the bottom of the garden.
Imagine being a polio pedo.
How could you be a polio?
The polio foul.
Oh, I don't even know how it's... But you go down the bottom of your garden expecting to see happy wee Poddington peas, and you've six of like, these big lumbersome dudes just, hello, and at me. It's terrible. But no, to and again, not to be disrespectful to the polio people.
No, of course,
but
we never
I
mean
was,
to be disrespectful.
I was doing a wee bit of cycling in my garage last year sometime.
Yeah.
And I have a wee, it's cold around December time.
Freezing.
Now, all the polio people wouldn't feel that because they're inside like humans. I don't know if it feels like a sauna in there, who knows.
Must
could be like
nice.
A fridge.
Yeah.
But whenever I'm in there, it gets cold. So I got a wee electric heater, I just plug in, blast a bit of heat, that's all good.
Lovely.
So it gets nice and cozy, you get a good sweat on.
Mm-hmm.
So I hopped off, unplugged the heater, went about my business, went in the next day, there's just water everywhere. I'm like, oh no, I'd unplugged the freezer and left my wee heater just on. So if anything, I'd made it way worse for a fire hazard. I just let water just go all over this wee electric heater and all.
What was in the freezer? What spoiled goods did you spoil?
Enough for, I felt like potentially I was going to get a divorce. I don't think.
Was it loads of food?
It's as tall as me. It's a big outdoor freezer just full of kids' food. Full of
I'm glad you said meat. Food. I thought you were about to say full of kids.
Yeah, just yeah.
Just like anyone who came from his rich.
Do you know what? I mean, at least that would. In fact, that would be more of a kerfuffle for me, having to deal with all like bodies and all.
It's too much maintenance, all that. Yeah, that's why you don't get involved in that, isn't it?
See, that's and there's other reasons too, like general morality.
No, that's the
stuff,
only
you
one
know?
That stops you. That's the only one.
Like, you know, I would be a full serial killer if it wasn't for the if I could be arsed.
Wasn't for know? The admin, you know.
Yeah, the, so that was similar. I unplugged the freezer.
You should have it so that when you do your wee biking, that's what generates power for your radiator, and that will make you bike more.
See, I can't do that because I get PTSD from that. Because I had an economics teacher who was talking about
fuck
that.
You?
Well, no. Right. He was talking about fat people being used on exercise bikes to generate power in schools.
I've heard about that.
Yeah, and he said to me and Maka, who were sitting in the back of the room, he's like, you guys are appropriately positioned.
Both two hefty units.
But you know what?
Say.
We could have also, you know, spit roasted him if we wanted. So, I mean, he's given it all that. We were little boys, but, you know, I don't know why I'm threatening to rape him. I mean, that's entirely out of order. I'm saying we could have overpowered him and beat him. It doesn't need to be sexual assault. Apologies. That's not funny.
R.I.P. Polio.
Yeah, R.I.P. I mean, this is the annoying thing. See, before I came here today, I wanted to give him a proper...
Do they bury him in the lung?
I mean...
Like, instead of getting him a casket, just put a wee bulk. And just go, ta-da!
You just end up like a flask. Just get the top of the flask on him and bury him. Get it sponsored by Thermos or Contigo or something and just stick it on. Send him down. But then you know the problem.
No, imagine they just get his head and just push it in.
Like a turtle. But you don't shit about that. If they just buried him in the lung, right, someone who might dig it up in the future, think it's a time capsule and be like, oh, I wonder what surprises are in here from the year 2024. Oh no, it's a rotting corpse stick.
That'd be bones by that point.
Oh,
just be bones.
But then I don't know.
Do you think the lung preserves him like a mummy?
Yeah, something like that. But like, I don't know what would be stinking in there anyway, I'm sure.
Yes, here. If there's one thing I'll say about Polio Paul, doesn't smell sweet in there.
Do they wash him? I mean, let's Google it, should we? Because, I mean, you got a bed bath him or something, or else unless
okay,
you get...
I'm sure he gets a wee home help, yeah.
Why don't they just pimp his lung?
Pimp my lung?
Yeah, and just have
exhibit
it,
exhibit comes out. Yo, son, and then we inside. Put a fish tank in this shit.
But you think you could treat it like a wee car wash, have the wee streams, like a dishwasher? Just dishwash his body. Except not with boiling water, obviously. With
the
like,
human dishwasher?
Yeah.
Paul?
It doesn't have the same ring to it, does it?
No, it's not as sweet as
but imagine, that'd be good, wouldn't it? That's what you could do to him for a prank show. You take him out of the lung and just put him in some, like, celebrity's dishwasher. You know, I don't know. Like, Zendaya, is that how you say her name? Like, her from June 2. She just goes to stick a fork in the dishwasher.
Do you know what the biggest prank is? He's dead now. So, yeah. There's no more, the pranks are done.
Like, why is that not being done?
What?
As a prank on Punk'd or something.
Maybe he's done it to other people.
Like, you know why Justin Timberlake, like, they made him
cry? Remember they made him cry?
Took his cars and dog away or something, didn't they? But imagine they went in and they just, like, left the body in someone's house and never said and had, like, Ashton Kutcher, like, being like, oh, he's left this cadaver just in, you know.
By the way, cadaver sounds fucking cool.
Yeah, it does.
I mean, like, that makes it sound, like, corpse makes it sound gross. But if you're like, look at this cadaver, I'm like...
Yeah, it sounds like some sort of, like, guy that would have sailed the seven seas back in the day, Captain Cadaver. Wouldn't really, it would just be this. Wouldn't be as sweet as
just
that.
Just sink to the bottom.
But yeah, but Mario Lopez, right?
Speaking of cadavers, yeah.
You set up
what a transition, by the way.
Set up hidden cameras in his garage.
Oh, right.
Ashton Kutcher's just, like, living next door, and they're being like, Mario's bound to come in this garage here.
You've picked such specific celebrities. You think way too much about those two people.
But I just think they're the two people that would be, like, bomb-punked.
Yeah.
Zendaya How do you say her name?
Zendaya.
Zendaya, you would know that because she's young and sexy. And
excuse
you
me, sir.
Zendaya. And,
excuse me.
Mario
she's
Lopez.
Only 28. She's 28.
I know, but she's younger than me.
But she looks younger.
Oh, no.
What? I'm
love,
just saying.
I love that in Hollywood, don't I? Perv guys.
Zendaya, Tom Holland's missus.
Mm-hmm.
Good on
him. Oh, they could get him too then, because if they share an apartment.
Sure, I'm sure they should. Like, yeah.
Well, I mean, but would you be like, you know,
who's other niche American celebrities?
You know,
that end up
in
on
other
Punk?
Episodes of Punk, they're like they get other celebrities involved.
Yeah,
like Joel McHale, your kind of guy, and they get him involved and they do a prank on their mates. Imagine they're like, he's like, for this episode of Punk, we're getting Zendaya and Tom Holland, we're punking them, and we're relying on a cameo from our boy Polio Paul. Like, could you call that a cameo? Or it's not really. It's probably abuse of a corpse, isn't it, Dad?
Hold on.
Yeah.
But what's your prank? Is your prank literally...
He's in his dish, in the dishwasher. So you open the dishwasher.
He's in their dishwasher? Yeah.
So you pop him in there, and then he opens. And like, there, are they going...
Oh, that's so desperate. Imagine,
are they going to know him?
What do we mean?
They'll be like, for fuck's sake, Paul.
Well, I don't think they're opening their dishwasher and going, Polio Paul. I think they're going, why is a man fetus... in my dishwasher.
But is he going to be like fetus-like down to the blue, like his body?
Well, I don't think he's developed too well. I don't think he's a husky man. Here's what I'm going to say. I'm going to say, you're going to get him in the dishwasher, and there'll be space for the plates.
Is he going to be like one of those wee alien babies you used to get?
Yeah.
A bigger head and wee...
Yeah.
I love their pumping him full of tren in that thing as well. And he just came out, he's like a He-Man. And that's the only reason they kept him in the lungs.
Like
fuck
Bane from
them.
Batman, they're just pumping the fucking stuff into his adrenaline.
That didn't work out well. That was the original Bane though too, wasn't it? But yeah, you say there. So they're in there. They open it and he just, I don't know what way they've put him in.
Well, no. As soon as they open it, he falls out.
But he might be wedged in there. Because again, they could be away. Like that could be the worst case scenario. They could be away filming something for like weeks. And like it could be all rigor mortis and all. And then they go to stick a fork and they're like, fuck, there's a bad smell in this apartment. Is there something wrong with dishwasher plumbing? No.
Do you know the sad thing is that we'll never get to know if they'll do that now because he's gone.
Yeah. I watched Jackass Forever last night. I think maybe that's why these great ideas are in my head.
What do you think of Jackass Forever? Speak to me.
I mean, I like it. I like it for...
Also, what prompted you on a Sunday night to just be like, let's stick this on? Were you with your wife?
Yeah.
Did you and the wife watch Jackass Forever last night on the sofa, like two giddy children?
We did, yeah.
Because here's the thing that happens. That's wholesome.
I have a busy old week, and I like to chill out on the sofa on a Sunday. And
as
like,
you do.
But then we never agree on what to watch, ever. Like, she likes to... I'm always...
That's a real power dynamic, isn't it? Trying to figure out something to watch together.
Because when it's always the hardest, and people out there may or may not feel this, but see, when you finish a series, you're in a wee bit of, like... You're in no man's land. Yeah, you're sort of in purgatory a bit. You don't know what's next. You don't know whether to invest in a new series or whether to just to float about a bit. So we just finished watching The Gentleman, Guy Ritchie series, which is on Netflix. It's good.
Okay.
It's good watch.
Yep.
Silly, like, but it's...
Mm-hmm. Oh, it's no Jackass Forever.
Yeah, it's good. But then I wanted to watch something like... I like it whenever people get murdered. And they have to get a detective who loves it.
No, just stop right there. Just you like it when people get murdered.
I like it when people get murdered. Yeah. And it's a thriller and you have to figure out why.
Or who. When, how,
like,
all
Yeah, but
those
here's
things.
The thing. Why do the detectives just not drink? Why don't they just go like, I'll not be an alcohol here?
Are you telling me that the stereotype in all these shows that the detective has to have a drink, say?
They're like, you know, they're always just coming home.
Because you don't, they're every day is a struggle for them, Dave. Mm-hmm. Think about it, they're going through this emotional trauma. They have to, drink is the escapism, drinks for them to get away.
But why don't they just have a wank? You know what I mean?
This guy. This fucking guy.
Or go for a run. This or do both at the same time.
Now, I was with you up until you said do both at the same time.
Kill two birds once.
Because look, as someone who's training for the marathon, I can assure you, at any point during my run, I've never been inspired to go, do you know what would make this run go better? Uh-huh. If I just start having a full-blown wank out here on the Falls Road.
Yeah, well, you would definitely get the people talking.
I would make the news. It would certainly be on the Nolan Show the next day.
No.
But like, what were you doing, Arne? Training?
But then if you just say, I've seen some things and I need a release, you know, and I don't want to drink, I don't drink.
We'll save that for the house.
Yeah.
Don't wait until you're in your full running vest, lubed up to the gills.
Do you know what I mean? Like those.
No, I don't know what you mean. No, I don't know what you mean, Dave. I've never once been on the roads going, well, time to bust this.
No, but I'm still talking about detectives. I'm not talking about running.
Oh, sorry, I thought you were talking about run wanks.
Oh, no.
Ranks,
run wanks.
Rank a nation.
But then Roman rank the nation. Rank a nation. That'd be a good one. Not
I mean,
Roman.
He does every other TV show. I'd say he's pretty much geared up to do Roman wank the nation.
Yeah.
But,
because then you, like, if you're a detective and you've seen some bad shit.
Right. You're saying instead of drinking, have a wank, because wanking does cure everything. We've learned that.
Yeah, well, you know, it just
gets your mind off things.
It definitely gives you a calm down. It
clears your head.
Some sort of hit.
Yeah,
you know? Yeah. Because then the next day, you go to the scene and you're okay. You're wanked out.
There is something about wanking where you go, that's me and done now. Yeah. No, like if everything.
Yeah.
Like
you're just
hard times at work. Have a wank.
Yeah.
Fucking someone giving you trouble on the streets. Have a wank. Maybe we take it home, do it on the streets.
Yep.
Fucking
work, stress, life, money.
Can't pay your mortgage?
Yeah.
Have a wank.
At the bank. That's another way to get around.
Put one in the bank for the wank bank, right?
No, I just mean this, if they're going to try and cut off your your mortgage.
Yeah.
Like, nah, have one here.
Have a headache? Rub it out, you know? What else? What else?
Like, see, does all these
a wank
cure?
Wank cures everything.
Yeah, but see,
polio.
See if you're. Well, I mean, you can't. That's part of it. That's why I struggle. So
I did polio, Paul. Wank.
I know what they should have inside. So it's a dishwasher.
Home help. Home helper. Yeah. Maybe they should have home help, but wank versions of it. Here.
There's a business.
Dragon's Den. Right. Would you love it if I went into Duncan Ballantyne?
Right. I'll be Ballantyne, right?
All right. Yeah. All right. So you're Ballantyne, right? I'm like, hello, dragon.
Hello.
I've got a business idea that I've been working on.
Let me stop you there. What's the idea?
Okay. Have you heard of home help?
Absolutely. My father, he's had some home help.
Well, you have a father in home help?
Not anymore. He's dead. But he used to be alive before he was dead.
Duncan, I'm very sorry to hear that. Now, Duncan, during your father's years with home help... Mm-hmm. Did he ever experience moments of stress?
Absolutely. Dementia.
Did he forget how to do things?
Well, that's kind of what the condition does.
Yep. Makes you forget how to do. And here, what if I told you, Duncan, I had the solution for your daddy who was suffering with dementia.
I wish I'd came across you earlier.
Why are you Sean Connery, Duncan? Why? Anyway.
I wish I'd came across you earlier.
Sean Duncan.
Sean Duncan sounds like a fellow from the PD. Here, listen,
it absolutely is.
I need to buy three pigeons. Speak to Sean Duncan. He'll sorry. Sean Oak
Duncan. I need the chip my skybox. Sean Duncan fucking does a good job, bro.
Okay, so tell me what's going on.
So
my father has got dementia.
No, I'm Sean Duncan, right? Pitching you the idea.
I need to get this out of me, or else I'm going to giggle.
All right.
My father had dementia.
He's a wee bit Rastafarian.
What about this?
My father.
My father. No, what about them?
Your father.
My father. No. My father had dementia.
Why am I pitching ideas now to just you doing celebrity? My father.
My father. My father had dementia. I don't even know what that
right, that was...
Joe Pesci, I think it was supposed to be.
It was Joe Pesci mixed with Mickey Mouse a little bit.
Woo! My father.
That was a fucking great Mickey Mouse, by the way. Yeah. Let's just get that out there right away. That's a fucking outstanding Mickey Mouse.
Hold on, I'm going to try one here.
You're going to try Mickey Mouse?
No, I'm going to try something else. Hold on.
Okay.
My father.
Well, that is either...
he had dementia.
Is that Michael Jackson or is that...
Yeah.
No, he would be...
Stop. My father, my
no, he would say daddy. He'd say daddy.
My daddy.
Yeah.
He had dementia. You're so ignorant. Dementia.
I never.
Word in the street is that he put that on. Apparently, his voice was a bit more just like my father, dementia.
Yeah. He was a brother.
Yeah,
you know.
Yeah, sure. He was in band with the rest of them.
Anyway, he's home help for wanks.
LaToya, mate.
So, yeah, I'd give her a LaToya.
Right, so what do you...
So,
what's that even mean?
I don't know.
Nothing. I give her a LaToya.
It means nothing.
Oh, you're looking at a LaToya, speak to Sean Duncan. He can sort you out. He's got a couple of LaToyas at his Toyota. He's got a LaToya Toyota. It's all good. Listen. Right, so, sorry.
So, home help.
Mm.
But they're not really doing much in the home. Mm. They're in the home, but they're not helping you in the home. They've one specialty they help you with.
And what's that?
They will pull the wire off
the back of the television.
No.
Mm.
They will rub out your father's wanks for
my father.
Your fadges. They will take your fadge and they will relieve him during his dementia times business.
And how will that make him feel?
Fucking epic. Here, make him feel pretty good.
And is this females or males or either or?
Fuck, I haven't thought about this now. Because here's the thing. Mm-hmm. Your dad has dementia, right?
Mm-hmm. Can it be a man dressed as a woman?
Fuck.
Because I was going to say, I don't know what I'm doing anymore, but if I was doing the, if I was going to be involved in the business, I would make sure it was a man, and I would call the business homo help. Sure, it would be where a homosexual man goes to the home and sucks and fellates and sits upon people with dementia.
Again, you're just like Sean Connery now. That's the maddest thing about all this. I was originally meant to be pitching to Duncan. I'm pitching to wife beater. Infamous woman beater, Sean Connery. He's dead now, isn't he?
Yes.
That's all right, I can say that.
And then listen, if you had a problem, I'd give it a slap.
Hopefully. He just slaps the dick. Yeah. But here, you can't call it homo help, because then you're segregating the market.
Homo sapien.
Humans. Homo sapien help, yeah. You need to have a phrase for the women to be able to come into. All I'm saying is, we will cater the rub to the club. Needs. That's gender inclusive to anyone. Mm-hmm. You're just getting a rub, so you are. That's my business idea. Someone comes in, just fucking yanks it off, leaves. You're telling me
they clean it up?
They do a full service.
Oh, you know, it'd be tremendous too if you got like part of the service. Just for like the theater of it, you had like a group of guys that came in afterwards, and they're like, you know, mafia guys, and they'd like wee trilbies and all. They came in, they cleaned up just the spunk, and made it look like they're clearing up a body.
Why is it mafia guys?
Where's the spunk at? Show me where the grandpa. Where's your spunk? He's like, it's in my foreskin, son. He's like, give us a look at that foreskin. Yes, man. Hey, listen, nobody's gonna know. Sure, say nothing. I got the spunk. It's a sleeping with a fish.
Here's the thing, though. That element was never needed for this. I don't know why you needed to add a theatre experience. All I was selling was the wank.
Yeah.
I know Hank, they're in the homes going, do you know what I need to finish this off? Three men to come in and role play as mafia guys from the 20s to clean up my cum.
Hey, where's the spunk at?
No one goes, I can't have this wank unless I know it's going to finish with a full theatre play coming in after me.
But imagine you're like, I mean, they're probably wrong says, but imagine you've like, I don't know, like a little woman who may...
Oh, there's little people now?
Like, yeah. I mean, she could, speaking of fuck me, that's another story for another day. But
I want to hear that.
Right, but say like you have a wee woman in, she does the job, because wee women, they work hard. So a wee woman comes in, does the work, but is she going to like clean the sperm and all? Because there's going to be a mess. I like it, yeah.
Here's what I would
otherwise
offer.
It's the three Italians coming in.
No, we don't need the three Italians coming in. Why?
Hey Vito, come on, we got spunk to clean here. What you doing?
I feel like you just wanted an excuse to get three Italian men to do something. You had a scenario or a sketch route where you're like, I have these three Italian guys. I'm like, Dave, I'm fucking pitching for something totally different. Anyway.
Hey Anton, get in here.
No.
Hey, we're gonna need more bags. You might be old, but you come.
What I'm saying.
And then there's a third one that just goes, hello, ma'am. No, they're gone. That's a spunk in there. Yeah, sorry. Anyway.
What are we, Emmanuel?
Yeah.
No. The girl comes. She gets it hard.
As well?
Fuck. No. No. She arrives, sets up the wank.
Has a uniform and all?
Has a uniform and all. Sets up the wank. Performs wank. Cleans the wank. leaves. It's a full service. It's like an MOT at a car dealership. Beautiful.
Yeah. Well, that is a good business.
R.I.P. Polio Paul.
Yeah. Wow. Yeah, so they should have just made effectively a house around them. So, like, people could go in and service him, he could poo and all.
Why didn't they just make a house that, like, breathed air into it so he could walk about? Is that weird? Is that a stupid idea?
Why'd they not just cut his head off and put it on a robot body?
Like the fucking thing from Toy Story? With the wee claws? Wee Andy's fucking... Yeah, Ned? Was that the... Sid? Sid.
Yeah, Psycho Sid, yeah.
Yeah, they should have made him a Psycho Sid toy. Disrespectful. Or
Krang. That would have been even better.
The human Krang?
Yeah.
You pesky turtles! Remember that? That was close. That's a hard voice to do.
Yeah, Krang is hard.
I'll get you! That was not bad.
No,
not bad. I'm fucking killing the cartoon impressions today.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so what am I going to do with these three lads out in the car outside?
You leave them in your car outside.
Listen, I know we didn't do the job, but we still got to get paid. You know what I'm saying? You don't want to make this a problem.
We can make all this go away. Yeah. Literally. We will clean it up.
Just like Cyril's spunk. But I see you've already got Jeanette to deal with that. So don't worry about it.
We were sent by Sean Duncan.
Sean Duncan normally pulls through with these
Sean
situations.
Duncan's a good guy, see?
He got a lot of work from him. We chip satellite dishes and we clean spunk. It's a good job. He's a good employer. Duncan. Shinizio Dunkioni, he goes by in my community.
The three Italian. We need to hire the three Italian guys to find where Kate Middleton is. That's what we need to do. Or make her disappear.
Or I was going to say, maybe they've already been to her gaff and that's what's going on.
You want to put her in the tunnel, see?
Yeah. I know a couple of guys. I don't want to call them guys. They call them schmeckles, if you know what I mean. I know a couple of schmeckles hanging around a few tunnels around
What's
Brooklyn.
What's a schmeckle? A Jewish person?
No, it's a Jewish cock. I think they call it a dick. A schmeckle.
That's class.
Yeah.
That's a great word for a dick,
isn't
it?
What? That was decent there because I was referencing the fact that if you want to get rid of her down tunnels, the Jewish guys down in Brooklyn have got it sorted out.
Oh, the Jewish tunnel guys?
Yeah.
The Schmeckle bros? Schmeckle vision? The Jewish Choco Brothers. Schmeckle, Schmeckle Vision. Schmeckle Vision.
To Schmeckle, to Schmeckle. Hey. But why are they doing it with their dicks?
To Schmeckle, to Schmeckle.
Oh dear. So like, why have we ended up? Imagine the conversation. Right, you'd be one of the Schmeckle Brothers.
By the way, they just look exactly like Barney and Chuck, but they've no foreskins.
And they just have the side curls. They're actually played by Paul Chuckle. R.I.P. Barry, he's up there with polio. No, with polio Paul, and he doesn't have polio up there. I'd be such a mug off.
Imagine he gets polio in heaven! So you go up healthy, and he catches it off Paul.
And then he's like, he's in there, he's like, you're just like me, brother. Yeah. And he's like, Paul's like, I know.
No, he doesn't speak that right. No, he's so, like, the polio, he's like, to me and to you.
Yeah. So, oh my god, how we say? Why do we always fucking so stupid on this podcast? Anyway,
I have no idea. This is what happened.
Right, so.
So, what are you saying?
I'm down the tunnels here. You're one of the Schmeckle brothers, and I knock you to her.
Hello?
That's not what they would say.
Well, what would they say?
The hand would come out.
And what do they do?
I don't know what they do.
I
have to put money in. And then. You have to speak. So I knock. You have to have a passcode as well.
Sorry, okay.
So again.
All right.
Yeah. No. I'm knocking on your door.
Oh, you're okay. What are we doing? We're literally knocking the tables and visible.
I'm trying to visit you, but you have to have a passcode. I need to get in.
Right. All right. So I'm looking in.
No, I'm looking into you. You're the guy.
But why are you
the
knocking
door.
Them?
Because you're in the door.
Oh, right.
And I'm trying to get in.
Right, go ahead. Knock it. Right, there's a passcode here.
George Washington.
You're in.
Thank you. Come on. You have to commit to the voice.
I don't know. How do you do a Jewish voice?
I don't know.
just Christopher Walken?
Just something that's not you.
I don't know, right, babies.
Yes, and you... You're the actor. You hear the Schmeckle Brothers, so whatever you want the voice to be.
Jewish. I am Jewish. Yes. That's not bad. That's pretty good. So, hello, fellow Jewish man.
I'm not Jewish. I'm Italian. I'm Italian. I'm a Catholic. I say? I don't have a foreskin, but hey, that's another story for another day.
Who am I? Am I a chocolate?
Too much cock for my skin. Too much dick. What can I say? Too much pepperoni. Give me a pizza. Give me a slice for all this pepperoni on my cock. How you doing? I'm looking to speak to one of the Schmeckelbergs. I'm looking to speak to Israel or Chaim, the Schmeckel. Izzy Schmeckel, are you there? It's your boy, Don Antonio. Don Antonio Giovanni. What's up? How you doing?
I can't.
We got a problem.
Why is there always a problem?
We got it because this is what we do. We problem solve. What can I say?
The people never have a problem until you call them.
Izzy Schmeckel, are you there? Hey, I'm sick.
Are you doing a Ouija board?
I'm sick of speaking to the monkey. Give me the organ grinder. Where you at? Schmeckel, where you at, boy? Tell him Don Antonio Giovanni's here. I need to speak to you. So, someone comes to me. A guy called Charlie.
Yeah?
Charlie says to me, something along the lines of, I don't want to do his voice exactly, but if something like this, he goes to me, I've got a problem with my...
Now I know what you're doing.
With my daughter-in-law. She's bloody fucking... And I said, which one? The white or the... It's the white or the black.
It was my favorite, but I...
And he's like, both?
Oh, yeah. And he was like, well, two for the price. I mean, listen, we do discounts
Sean
for you,
Sean Duncan
Charlie.
Gets you two for price one, bro.
Right, well, listen, we might need to do a few dunking. I might be dunking a few broads down into your hole, if you know what I'm saying, Izzy Schmeckel. Am I right? I need to replace a few. Listen, all I'm saying is, wouldn't be the first time my boy Charlie's disposed of a broad, if you know what I mean, in a tunnel. Man, what the fuck? Diana!
No.
It's too much. It's too much, listen.
Like, don't worry, we've good lawyers. We got our boy Polio Paul here representing us, Paul.
Oh, Paul, you can walk. It's a fucking joke the whole time.
Jewish Polio Paul. It's just the same. He's struggling to breathe.
All I'm saying, sit down in your tunnels. Can you give room for a broad? She needs to disappear for a while.
We're shoving Kate down a tunnel, you say?
Catherine. Give her a full name.
All right, that respect. Fair enough. Your wife?
I don't know. Fuck, I wish. Hey, man, we're going to need a bigger tunnel because she's one bitch that's got to stay down there for a while. Like, you lock her down there, she not getting out. You need to dig deeper. Israel, dig a hole deeper because my bitch ain't coming back. Whoa, shit. Anyway.
I'm playing far too many characters here. I'm Sean Israel, and I'm apparently another and my Schmeckel brother.
Israel is the Schmeckel brother. Israel Schmeckel. Israel and Haim Schmeckel, the Schmeckel brothers.
I don't know who I am anymore is what I'm saying.
But then you got to have, if you think about the Mario brothers, was Mario and Luigi Mario, you're going to have Schmeckel and Israel Schmeckel, the Schmeckel brothers. Sake.
So one of them's called Schmeckel.
That's and then he Schmeckel Oak because his dad Schmeckel Senior.
Far too much backstory here now.
What the fuck was the point of this?
I have no idea.
Right.
If you're still listening to this right now, bless your heart.
All I'm saying.
Bless your heart. R.I.P. Polio Paul.
All I'm saying is, guys, why the fuck did they come into this?
Because they're gonna get rid of Kate.
Oh, right.
The conspiracy theory.
They were cleaning up dementia guys' spunk.
Yeah, but they finished the job. So now they got to move on to other pastures.
They just clean up problems.
They're the Mary Poppins of the world. So what about your chime in? You saying you had an issue with it? Yeah. Or what?
Was that last 10 minutes offensive?
Massively.
Oh.
Especially when I said the white and the black. That's probably going to get me done.
But you know what?
But I was in character, so it's fine. And you can't not tell me Charles doesn't not like Meghan for whatever reasons.
What? I also don't think Meghan has been really... Meghan and Harry haven't done themselves a load of good in being in Charles's good books, really. They've mugged him a wee bit.
They've mugged him massively.
Yeah,
but made a tit of him a wee bit.
But doesn't Charles have something wrong with him? He's got cancer too, doesn't he?
He's full-blown cancer somewhere, but they haven't revealed it where. It's either prostate, bladder, bowel, arse,
or dick and balls. We know it's below the nether region cancer, but we don't know what one. It could be a gallbladder too.
Imagine he had it in his knee just.
And I've just yeah. rhymed off all yeah. his extremities from his yeah. private parts.
I mean, like...
is knee cancer a thing?
Could be.
It's not just diabetes.
Bones, mate. He's cancer in the bone.
Maybe he's got that bone marrow cancer. That'd be bad.
Yeah.
Not but good.
You know who could solve it?
Pancreatic. Oh, no.
The boys.
The cleanup crew?
Yeah, the cleanup crew.
As I'm referring to them as now.
The three Italian guys. We deal with it. We're from the mob.
Do you know what I imagine say? Them like? Do you remember Wacky Races? Do you remember Wacky Races?
Yeah.
Do you remember
yes.
Do you remember the Anthill Mob?
Anthill Mob,
that's
yeah.
exactly who I'm thinking of when you do those voices. Those three wee guys.
I didn't like the Anthill Mob.
Why?
Back in the day, I don't know. I just never got
Who's your favourite on Wacky Races? You love Penelope, you big dirty bastard, didn't you? Penelope Shitstop. That's you.
Oh, Shitstop.
Nah, it's Pitstop it was.
Pitstop? I was going to say Shitstop. Is that like, that's another thing you're pitching the dragon?
Here, I look.
Do you need a shit? Wire this up your hole and you won't.
Have a Penelope Shitstop. Maybe instead of Garrett, they get rid of Garrett, just have shit stops. Anyway, what I'm saying is,
mm-hmm.
Wacky Races.
Yeah.
Can you name the characters from it? Peter Perfect, Penelope Pitstop, Dastardly and Muttley.
I knew Dastardly and Muttley, because Dick Dastardly was the main bad guy.
The Anthill Mob.
Wasn't there like a wee bird or something that flew around or
there
did something?
There was something. There was an inventor, I can't remember his name. There was two
cavemen.
Was
it like the Undertaker type guys as
yeah,
well?
Yeah, there was like the funeral, the dead yeah. mafia people or something. I can't remember. It was a good yeah. cartoon. Regardless,
sounded it.
Do you watch Wacky Races?
Yeah, but none of us can remember anything about it.
Wacky Races.
They chased the pigeon or something.
Catch the Pigeon was separate from Wacky Races. Two different cartoons, right, okay. my man, but different, they made same by characters.
Barbara.
They were.
Cartoon Network. They were those boys, weren't they?
Yep, I'm a big fan.
I bet you do a good Dexter.
Did they?
He sounds like he could be part of the Italian crew as well. Or Schwarzenegger? Did he? Come to my lavatory. That's not where he worked.
That was.
It was not a laboratory, not a lavatory.
Oh, I thought you said.
Lavatory's a toilet.
I thought you said laboratory.
Come and see my DD in the lavatory.
Chow Mein.
Yeah, so Chow Mein. Fuck me. How did we. Why? I got a Chow Mein this week, and it was one of the weirdest encounters in my life.
From your local, was it?
It was from. I'll not name
you don't
it.
Want to name the establishment
I name it because it's a good Chinese,
but is it in the Bangor area?
Yes, and it's been mentioned in the podcast before.
God,
but it's good, like it's I can't fault the but it was the interaction I had with a woman working there. It was weird. Now, you know, it's the sort of women that work in Chinese shops.
Yes,
they are like women when they're from here, they look like the lead singer of Scooter, you know, that sort of look of they're hard women, right?
They look like Dolph Lundgren, but yeah, he's off yeah, the roids.
They're rough. They look, you know, they look like Shirley from EastEnders. You know, that sort of cut about them. They're hard. Yeah. They're hard.
Oh, life. I wouldn't like to fight one of them.
No, because they'd knock a fuck out of you and then they'd suck your dick at a bonfire. That's what they would do. That's kind of it. Yeah,
no,
it's a good day.
Kind of India. Good day. Actually, we can put like yeah. that. Fuck so that's the Chinese.
So that's what I mean. Isolate that clip.
just me going, fuck the Chinese.
Yeah. I'll stick out on TikTok and see you long yeah. last. Yeah.
Do that ninja show video fucking Pearl Harbor.
Yeah. Oh, well.
Or no, what else? Hiroshima?
Pearl Harbor's all Japanese and so is Hiroshima as well. Oh, atomic no. bombs on those.
Well.
So disrespectful. Chairman Mao, mate. He's Chinese, isn't he?
Genghis Khan? What was
oh,
he?
No, he's Hun. Mongolian.
He's a Hun?
Mongolian.
Protestant
yeah.
DP?
yeah.
Genghis Paisley? Genghis Paisley?
Genghis Poots? Is Deck into the. No.
Genghis Foster?
Just. Genghis Foster does sound like somebody that would conceivably be in the DP. Genghis! Presbyterian. So, I went to order some Chinese food, which again. Chow Mein's probably not as authentically Chinese as you can get, really. It's probably quite offensive.
No, if you go over to China, I doubt they're dishing
yeah.
it out.
Fuck. Yeah. Mm. So I was in, I was like, yeah, Chow Mein. And the woman goes to me, do you want sauce what? Or it's more like, do you want sauce what? Fucker.
Yeah.
Fuck's sake.
Yeah, for a smoke hole.
And I was like, yeah, like pull your pole. Do you want sauce what?
Yeah.
And I said, what? No, I'm happy enough. Like, it's got. There's sauce on it. Oh, but if you want it to be wetter.
Is that...
I was like, pardon?
Was there chicken in this?
Like, it was special.
So what's...
Ah! No.
They serve it in a wheelchair. wrapped in a PIP application form.
That's too much. That is too much. So no, it was a special chow mein, which means it had chicken. It had beef, and it had, you know, that sort of red meat that might be pork. You don't know what it is. It's always too red.
Oh, so it was like a few of the meats and chow. Yeah, oh, that sounds lovely.
And a wee prawn in it. Oh, a bit of prawn too.
I see. I don't like prawn now, but anyway.
That's it.
Okay.
So I say I've never had a chow mein.
I'd have definitely got sauce on that.
The chow mein comes in sauce.
I know it does, but like.
But why would you put sauce on that? I didn't know that was a thing.
Because you can get curry chow mein.
But then she goes to me, you can have curry or gravy.
Now gravy isn't.
And I was like, what? So I actually went, you know what? I was like, nah. She goes, fucking, it comes anyway. Just take it.
So you got on the side?
Yeah, so I just took it and then gave Catherine gravy. It's got some gravy, mate.
What for dinner? Just with nothing else? Like, just like, listen, you drink it?
Tea. Do you want a gravy? Yeah, you'll need it to keep warm down at Donald's.
Oh, for fuck's sake. Chinese gravy's lovely, though.
Yeah, but it's
thick.
It's weird.
It's black.
But it's like, that's the thing. It doesn't taste like normal gravy. What is in Chinese gravy that's not? Because you go up
it's
and you make
sweeter,
wheat,
saltier,
but
isn't it?
It's so nice.
Yeah,
it's the nicest. Like a gravy chip from the Chinese is hard to beat.
The gravy chip in the Chinese next to where I live is pretty great. Like, I would almost just get a gravy chip from it.
Now, when you get a gravy chip, do you just get a straight up gravy chip, or do you get a gravy chip with like onions and peas?
Fuck no, I do straight up. I'm not the best. I like onions and peas in like a curry or whatever, but not in the gravy.
Here's another one. Same woman, in the same place, that exact same moment. I was like, here, because Catherine wanted a chip with peas and gravy and onions or whatever.
Yeah.
So she got that with extra gravy, because what the fuck? Oh, I'm going to put gravy on my chow mein. Jesus Christ. And that's what I said to her, I was like, could I not have, like, what's the chow mein? She goes, chow mein comes with sauce. I'm like, I know that, but can you not just make it a bit wetter? She goes, if you put the gravy on it. I'm like, I don't want to put fucking gravy on my chow mein.
I would have did a wee drizzle of gravy on it. Like, just a wee, not like a full lump, but just like a wee.
But then it'll not taste like chow mein, because the thing about Chinese gravy, you can put Chinese gravy on anything, and then whatever goes on tastes like Chinese gravy, because Chinese gravy is so powerful.
Suppose.
And then the curry's the same. You put the Chinese curry, which... That blows my mind.
Do you know what's mad though? There's people listening to this right now that probably have the most bonkers Chinese orders and think that you're mad not putting gravy on it.
Yeah, but I mean, I listen, let us know. I'm sure you're well in the comments, you know.
Some people have weird food combinations.
Yeah, I just like, I like, call me old fashioned, but I like the food to taste when it goes into my mouth what it's meant to be.
Yes. I get that. Yeah.
It's like when people buy pizzas and put like loads of extra tomato sauce on it, I'm like, that's weird.
I've never done that.
But I do like a dip with a pizza. Like a nice.
I'm not a pizza dipper now, be honest now.
You're like a Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtle. You love a pizza.
Yeah. Oh.
Last meal, you're getting pizzas, aren't you?
Yeah. The hot honey on pizza is a great one.
Does that come in the side? Is that like with a wee bit?
You can get it on the side, or you can get it put on the pizza.
So for those who don't know, hot honey, is it actually warm, or is that the one with the bits of chili in it?
It's bits of chili in it, yeah. So it's not warm or anything, but you put on the pizza. Oh, it is. It's good gear, like.
And I would call you a pizza connoisseur. Like,
absolutely. I know. I haven't been to every pizza place in Belfast, because that's difficult, but I've had a good fair share of pizza in the place right now. So I feel like I have a good... well-versed knowledge on pizza, what makes it good.
See, if I were to make it a TV show about sending a friend or sending somebody around to do different things, yours would be pizza.
I'm the guy, yeah.
You'd be the pizza guy.
Absolutely.
I would consider myself to be the breakfast guy.
Oh,
I'd be like,
yeah,
if you're going somewhere for a breakfast, send this dude. But if it was you and you're talking pizzas, where are some of your, like... If you're, you know, either the Michelin star,
yep,
the butler banner, what's it called? The butler banner.
The butler seal of approval.
Yeah.
This is a tricky one, right? Have you tried this Flout pizza place?
I haven't tried Flout. But you know, have you?
Yes.
And? What are we saying?
I have to be brutally honest saying this. Nicest pizza in the country, like.
Flout is?
Yeah.
See, I've heard some different... Because here's the thing, first and foremost, I just want to come out and say this, in case Flout are listening. I don't like hype. I don't like where people are all... if everyone's doing it.
Me neither.
Not for me. Like Game of Thrones, didn't watch it until...
Me neither.
It had finished.
Never, I still haven't watched it.
You know another thing I don't like? I've heard you can't order what you want in there.
Well, look, this is why people, I think, sort of don't rate it as highly. It has, you know, different opening hours from traditional pizza places.
Is it hipster?
Yeah. It doesn't have a like a set menu. It can just be whatever they feel like making that day, and you kind of have to just hope that the queue is very long. All and you right. have to wait.
Why is it called Flout Pizza, not called Putin Pizza? You just have what I want, when I want, and you like it?
Well, it's just what they make. They make a certain amount of pizza every day. They go, like if they're like, oh, we've made 20 margarita pizzas a day, so there you go.
That would be a fucking biggest mug of all time.
Why?
If they're like, this, oh, people queuing outside, what have you got? Margarita, mate.
But the way they make it is, their bread is, it's definitely, you'll not get pizza anywhere like it. In the place, like it's me and you, I will go one day with you, and we'll stand in the queue.
But no, I'll sit in the car, and you'll stand in the queue, and you'll all right. me. All right. Out of principle, I'm not queuing for pizza.
Okay, fair enough. I would queue for pizza if it's worth.
But
it.
You're the pizza guy.
You know I'm the pizza mean? Guy. Now you can't also they do collections for big pizzas, like
all right.
in some.
Well, I thought you meant for fucking charity or something.
No.
Oh, St. Vincent de Paul. Fuck.
Nah. Fuck that. Nah, you don't want to do that. I want my pizza. Yeah. I want to take money from St. Vincent de Paul if it pizza makes.
Yeah, in fact, bar. I would take children and force them to deliver the pizzas. Walk and deliver the pizzas.
They've got their stuff is good gear. Like,
so tell me what you've had there before.
I've had the pepperoni, and I've had their margarita, and I've had they do New York style, and they
which
do
is what
basically like thin slice, yeah, like
that's just going
good
to say.
Good burnt undercarriage, like nice fucking. Is by the way, the slices are huge.
How big are we talking?
Like huge, like I know half a pizza huge.
I know no few places to get pizza in New York myself.
I'm sure you do, fucking Don Italian, Antonio. Yeah, Antil mob. Yeah. Yep, but then they also do the square slices, which are Detroit style, which are more like thick based.
Thick?
It's like a focaccia style pizza, and I'd never really.
What'd you say to me?
Focaccia.
Don't you fuck, you watch it. You watch that. You watch it, you say to me.
No, I'm talking about the bread, sir. But which I don't really rate that highly in general, but theirs is, it's fucking good. Like.
And when was the last time you were there?
Last month, probably. I brought Brian. He came over from England, and me and him.
You made him stand in East Belfast?
No, he sat in the car.
Okay,
he sat in the car while I stood in East Belfast. But very good place, well worth shout, and it's a shame they don't open and make more, but they can only do so much, can't they?
Yeah.
You know?
Because I love... My favourite spot. See, I'm loyal to the North Down area.
Of course.
Mana Pizza is my favourite.
Well, I shout out to Farina.
Farina
in Donaghadee.
Yeah, that's very good.
That guy has some fucking good pizza.
You know, but you know what? He used to own another place that will not be named.
Sure.
And do not set. And he... Because I'm still holding a grudge. I'm still on the fucking grudge.
Oh, no, look, I understand why you're angry.
And I fucked my last night of freedom.
Yeah.
But they...
But he does what I would say one of the nicest calzones in the country.
Yeah.
In Farina. Yeah.
Do you know what? He's another guy. It's like, you sort of think... You're not... When you think of Donaghadee, you think of lighthouses.
Sure.
You think of Hope Street.
Yep.
You think of... Now you think about
you think of Copeland, the Skiller. Yeah.
You know, easy for you to say. But you don't
I fucked that, didn't I?
You don't think about
it. I was hoping I got away with it.
Delicious pizza.
No.
But
this guy's dishing it.
Farina Pizza is tremendous.
Yep.
It is really, really. And it's worth the drive down because it's a nice wee drive down.
I would absolutely drive to Farina. And
like when you come to my house, more often than not, we'll
get the Farina, baby. Okay, that's a good time.
But like, I, as a big fan of like a Mana Pizza, have you had there before, haven't
yes,
you?
Yes, I had Mana nice, recently. Yeah, it is. Yeah. So Mana is more of a Neapolitan style pizza. Yeah. There's these different ways.
Yeah, listen to this guy. So is Flout more like the US style pizza and Mana's?
Well,
Flout
does a various range of different ones. They do like a New Haven style. They do fucking the deep dish like Detroit style.
Chicago.
And blah, blah. They don't. Chicago is a style on its own too, but they don't do that one. Chicago's more like a restaurant style pizza.
You know what? When I said you liked pizza, like I thought you liked pizza. I didn't know you were like fucking Greg Wallace of pizzas.
No, I'm the Anthony Bourdain of these pizzas. Like the RIP. He's up there with polio.
Paul
and polio.
The Schmeckle Brothers. They're the one that's not no the Chuckle Brothers. There's no Schmeckle Brothers. They're not.
Like I'm deeply invested in pizza. Like, but Chicago style is more. You put it's a deeper crust with the cheese on the. It's almost like a lasagna pizza.
Ooh.
Cheese on the base, and then you pour the sauce on top and then layer it. It's very different. Anyway, they would do a different, but yeah, the one Mana is more of a Neapolitan style where you get that sourdough base,
yeah, but it's
where you get the bubbles, the burnt bubbles on the crust stuff.
Yeah.
It is nice, yeah,
yeah,
but it's very floppy,
yeah. It is floppy, but I'm used to handling floppy.
Also, New York style's more, it has that rigidness, but it still has. So how would you say,
what's Farina? Because again, it is very different than Manna.
Farina is, that's a good question. I would say it's just more traditional, like, see, you got like, I don't want to call it fast food pizza, because I wouldn't put it in that category. No. But it's like fresh pizza with like, I don't know, best way to describe it. I mean, New York style probably is the best way to put it. Like, it's not Neapolitan.
But its base is delicious. I think that's very important.
That's
one of the most important parts of a pizza.
Do you know what? They've got good sauce, which is good, a good, unique sauce. Because you got to remember, when you're living in Northern Ireland, there's only so many places you can source ingredients from here. Mm-hmm. So they all start to sort of become a bit samey, I think, some pizza places here. Even when you look at the likes of a Domino's and stuff and a four-star, like, they can only really buy it in from so many places.
Domino's and four-star would be very similar.
I think so,
but why is it 90 quid for pizza, guys? Sort your lives out.
Domino's is dear, like.
But yeah, I mean, you go, like, I would go. Only thing with Domino's is they've got the if you want it anytime sort of thing, you know?
It's easy to order, it's easy accessible. I wish.
Dear as fuck.
Dear. Like, if I'm paying Domino's prices, I want a better quality pizza. Mm. You know what I mean? Like, I want something that fucking makes me get hard. Like,
yeah. And then that's not happening with that.
It's not the Viagra pizza that I want. But. Yeah, fucking. But there's loads of these, especially over COVID. You had loads of places pop up being like, "This is like fucking." There's a place near where I live, and the pizza place changes owners every fucking 6 months because it's just not good pizza.
Yeah,
it's just they just think it's easy to do, but pizza's actually. You know,
but that's like I'd say about the guy in Farina. He loves pizza, and he cares. He cares about good pizzas, and he makes great. And is, you know what? I think maybe I'm wrong here. You can correct me, but I think. Doing any sort of business in terms of the service. So if you're providing sort of food or drink, you have to make sure the basics are quality.
Yeah, I agree with that.
So have good pizza, have good dips, you'll have a good pizza place.
Yeah, yeah.
I mean, if you have a pub, have good pints, pull good pints, have decent pub grub if that's what you're doing.
Yes.
And then the rest of the work. See all these places, all these different things, all these different, like, they're trying to be all fancy and they're having these special themes and all. Just do the basics right.
Just put a little bit of time into testing your food, making sure that it's palatable and fucking, like, has a nice little flavour to it that people would come back for. That's what it's all about, getting people to come back. Because anyone can get a first customer. Like, you can fucking, people will always, if you're living, like, there was a place that opened near me, and I was going, oh, I must try that because it's opened near me. Funny enough, it closed a month later.
Was it pizza?
Yeah. Mm. And I don't know why it closed a month later, but I'd never even got to try it or taste it. But to get people to come back, it has to be good then. You know what I mean? Yeah. It's like stand-up as well. Like, anyone can get 5-10 minutes somewhere, but for people to come back and see you.
Yeah.
First hour, first special, you do. It's gotta be good because you gotta get people
to. But then even every hour has to be good after.
Well, absolutely. You know,
sometimes people book a show and don't even have material and put a shit show out, and people then I'll go to that and be like, well, I'm not maybe go to the next one.
That's it.
It was a bit shite.
That's it. You're only as good as your last one, like.
Correct. You know? Oh, no, don't even start me because I'm only as good as my last one. I am shit.
Spots are different.
But I wasn't a spot corporate, but no worry.
Listen, corporates are shit though.
But
I'll do them, but.
Yeah, of course.
If there's anyone wanting to bring me to one, I'll take the money.
But I'm still not ready to leave the pizzas here. So
no, I'm never ready to leave the pizza.
I just want to point out, if someone had said to me, a gun to my head, name Aaron Butler's favourite pizza place, I said Little Italy.
Here's what I'll say about Little Italy. And I want to speak carefully here because I know that the owner of Little Italy has just passed away recently. And I'm very sad about that because I have a lot of good memories with Jack. And it was fucking, that's where I had my first pizza when I was 4 years old, when it just opened or whatever. And I feel so sad for all the family who have lost him because he was a great man. And the pizza was fucking, you know, that's an establishment in Belfast. That's a nostalgic place. That's a place where a lot of people had their first pizza, you know?
Speaking of that too, Capers in East Belfast, the pizza place is shut after 42 years this week, which is sad. The owners just retired and there's no one else to come in.
Maybe that's a happy story then because they served their time and they went, here, let's just fucking get out of here now because we've done it.
So when I'm saying Little Italy is your favourite, do you fall in love a bit with it? Or is it
not
that
I fall
in
love. Look, I have to be honest with myself, right? I think Flout does a better pizza than Little Italy. But that's not to say Little Italy's bad in any way.
No.
what's great about Little Italy is traditional, it's nostalgic, it's fucking good service, good people work there, it's fresh, and do you know what? I'll say this about Little Italy that doesn't get spoken of. It's fucking good value. Like, yeah. It is. Yeah. You can get a pizza very, very good price there. So, I'm saddened by the news of Jack, but I know that his family will take care of the business, and the condolences to them.
Yeah, that's very sad.
R.I.P. Polio Paul as well.
Oh, no.
By the way, how much more respectful am I about a guy that ran a pizza place than I am about Polio Paul?
I know, it's so disrespectful.
I near cried talking about Jack.
Because my old favourite pizza place was a place in Hollywood called Pizzini.
I remember it,
But no, it still exists, but I've not tried it since it changed ownership.
Hey, man, let's me and you just eat pizza loads and talk about it and do podcasts. Yeah. I know that you're trying to be healthy and all.
Yeah, but we can incorporate that into it. That could be my, like, cheat day. We'll call it, pizza the action, a pizza the crack. Yeah.
Let's just literally me and you bring a pizza here every other day.
Yeah.
and just do it. I think people would like that. People on Patreon reach out to us.
But you know why I didn't carry on my love for Pizzini? Because it was owned by a man who was like, he was working in there from I was a kid, like you say, sort of same thing with you, Lily.
Mm.
We've always gone there anytime before, like even before drinking, you'd have gone around with your mates to play PlayStation. You got a Mexican pizza, which was definitely not a Mexican pizza, but what you'd imagine it was.
Yeah.
It was very pink. So it was like, it had like lots of cut up bits of chicken, bit of pepperoni. Wow. I don't think there's any, maybe onions. But other than that,
what's Mexican?
I don't know, but it was the most delicious pizza, whatever was on it.
Mm.
And I parked, because Pizzini was beside where my old office was, so I walked past it one day. And now, the old owner, he used to have, I think Mr. Musafi was his name. And he had, like, it was, the outside was like red, right? Or just red with yellow Pizzini on it for years, simple. Maybe a bit of green in there too, who knows?
Yeah.
But then I walked past one day and it's all blue.
Got a bit fancy.
It's all changed here. And then I looked in, there's no Mr. Musavi. I'm like, no. And I didn't recognise any of this. And then I looked up and was like, is the Mexican still in the menu? No.
No.
And I was like, you've kept the name. You're probably keeping the lore.
Mm-hmm.
But
it's not the same.
And you know what? Pizzini was directly opposite Hollywood Pizza Company, which is another good pizza place that's been going for about 40 years as well.
Yeah.
So that just shows you the quality of both those pizzas that they've been going for since I was a kid.
Yep. And
yeah, just a big shout out to Pizzini.
But I would have quite the palate for it now. Mm-hmm. I would know what to look for in a good pizza.
This is why I think I was so annoyed by the place that I got the bad pizza from that you had recommended. But then it came to me that the guy who used to run it is now the one who runs Farina.
Changed owners, and so, we weren't informed.
No. But I tell you what, you know what I'm like. You know, would you describe me as stubborn?
Oh, yes.
Yeah.
I would describe you as the grudge master.
Yes. Well, you know, see if somebody wrongs me.
Yeah.
I will never
forget. I would describe you as the unforgiving man. It's the way I would describe you.
Listen, but you know what? I'm a very open guy.
Yeah.
I'll treat people with the respect that
No,
love
you're
that
the burnt
deserve.
Bridge guy. You are.
But once you've ruined it with me,
it's gone.
Yeah.
Yep.
And this particular place ruined it for me. And no matter what, and you know what the funny thing is? This particular place at one point reached out.
Oh, no.
And offered to sponsor the podcast. And you know what they got? Radio silence.
Oh, boy.
Nothing, ignored.
No, but would you not say that it changes ownership again? Mm-hmm. Would you not be open to trying it? Oh, wow. Like, look, this is how stubborn this guy is. He's seeing it. You're seeing it in real time right now.
See if they change the name.
Okay, they have to change the name. Mm-hmm. Right.
Yeah.
All right.
I would
consider Fair enough.
You know, because all it was, like, in the circumstance, what it was. I might have told the story before, but what happened.
Oh, absolutely.
It was the night Matilda was born.
Yep.
So I was in the house
by myself. By the way, that the night Matilda was born, your lasting memory isn't the fact that the child was born. No. It's the fact that you were robbed of your last free pizza night. Go on.
Yeah, I was expecting it. I'd ordered this pizza on your recommendation, which I mean, that shouldn't. I haven't actually had you in the bad books for that.
No.
I might start putting you in there now that I think about it. But I went to this place and I'd ordered a pizza. On your recommendation, I was excited because the next morning I'm getting up early to go and see my newborn baby up in the hospital to bring my wife and my baby home. You know, it's the first time I've brought a wife and a baby home from the hospital. It's the first time she wasn't my wife because I'm a bad boy.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah.
So I'm excited about that. But I have the house by myself. There's no I've no wife, no kids. I'm thinking to myself, I'm playing a bit of PlayStation. I'm having a pizza. I'm having, you know, some nice, a nice sweet cold glass of Coke. You know what? I'm getting the glass out. I'm putting ice in it. I'm really having a good moment to myself.
Fuck yes.
I mean, I'm going to get to bed early, get up in the morning, go get my family. Let's go. Order this pizza. It's like, I'll be with you in 20 minutes. Happy days. 20 minutes come, no sign. Half an hour, no sign. 40 minutes, no sign. An hour. Hey man, order pizza. It's on the way, but it's not. Like it's 5 minutes. Really, it should be okay. Well, I'll and you know, when someone you know, somebody is just talking shit to you.
Yeah.
And then he's going, and then I think it got to like an hour and a half or 2 hours late. So by this point, I'm like, fuck, I'm tired.
Yeah.
You know, I've had a busy day.
Starving.
I've just had a baby born.
Yeah.
You know, and it takes a lot out of your mental.
Takes a lot out of you. Yes.
Yeah, because we sit in uncomfortable seats. I don't think enough said about that. Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah. The wife or the girlfriend or the partner giving birth. Yes.
Mm.
Without doubt, that's traumatic. It's tough. Oh, however, yeah. Having a sweaty bum sitting on a seat's not pleasant either.
Yeah.
And whenever your kids are being born, you're not wearing your tracksuit. You're not in your comfies. You're not in shorts.
Hey, here, some people are in their tracksuit when their babies are being born, let's be honest.
Yeah, because they're in McGabry. That's different.
There's a few smicks in the royal floating down.
Is that mine or? Sean Duncan. Is that mine? Because I know a couple of Vitae's are looking to buy a baby. I thank you very much, Sean Duncan. Sean Duncan. So, that was something I just wanted to have a bit of time to myself for a nice relaxing evening. Comes anyway, so many minutes later. And I get it, it's cold. Smells of smoke, like cigarettes, as if the delivery driver's just been sitting smoking a pack of Benson and Hedges while my pizza's getting cold.
That's stinking.
And I think I ate like two bits of it. The dough was it was just so doughy, it wasn't cooked. The fruit and vegetables, I was going to say, on it, the vegetables on top were all just
hard.
So I just went through in the bin, and then I think I wanted a refund. So then the guy was just like, oh, give me a bit of fucking lip and all on the phone. And he goes, why don't you come down and get another one? I'll make it for you, or I'll deliver it to you. And I was like, I don't want you to come to my house.
Yeah.
So then I was like, I will never. You know what I don't even do? And this is perhaps going to show the level of stubbornness that I have.
Threw your phone out the window.
No, I won't look at it. And I don't know why. I just won't look at it. Like, I walk my dog past it nearly every day when I'm walking down through the town. And I will walk past and I'll go, and walk by, because I'm like, they don't even deserve my gaze.
I'm going to trick you one night. I'm going to go, Dave, I'm bringing pizza up to yours, and I'm just not going to tell you where it's from. And
but
then
I'll know.
I'll know. Just call it mystery pizza night.
I'd rather have a big sausage pizza than I would that.
I bet you would. You know? If there's anyone that wants me and Dave to go eat pizza somewhere, tell us where to go, and we'll do it. In fact, if there's anyone that owns a pizza restaurant out there and wants to just have me and Davey for a night, We'll go there.
You know what? Because I'm looking to do something on Patreon, actually, at the minute, in and around breakfast stuff. But you know what? We'll do the pizza, guys.
We'll do both. You know what I mean?
Butler's banners. We'll go out and we'll do that. We'll do the butlers. How many butlers?
We'll do breakfast pizza.
What would you call your award? Would you call them farts? If you're a butt, the butt man's?
No.
Five farts for the butt man?
No, I mean, if you want to call it that, sure. Maybe. Turds? Yeah, I can. I don't think the restaurant wants that. I don't think a restaurant wants to put in their window, we got five turds from Butler.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? I'd call it something a wee bit more prestigious.
Well, what would you think you'd call it?
Butler's Blue Badge or something.
The Blue Badge?
Yeah.
The Blue Badge sounds like a disabled parking space. Butler's Blue Badges. That sounds like you would threat. Let's see if you were doing the comedian's boxing. That sounds like something you would threaten to dish out to your opponent. See, when I finish, you're going to need a Butler's Blue Badge.
You're going to be on the end of Butler's Blue Badge, if you know what I'm saying.
Or you don't want to be on the end of Butler's Butler's turd.
Here.
You don't want a turd from Butler. Are you doing the box? Are you going to the boxing this year? Yeah.
I'll be there in body and spirit and presence and physical, but I will be non-competing again.
Yeah.
No, thank you. I'm happy just to watch as a bystander. It's an entertaining night for me just to watch, not have to do anything.
You should do something then, and I'm sure you will do something.
I'll commentate on Andrew's fight or something like that for the crack, you know?
Because I have an idea for a co-commentator I'd like to get involved this year, but different than usual, I think would be fun to do. So,
oh, yeah?
I don't want to name the person on the podcast in case. Because you know what happens, if there's an idea that doesn't change, he'll be like, no! So I'll be like, I'll have to say to him first and run it by him. But I'm looking forward to commentating this year. I'm going to dress a bit smarter. I was wearing a used car salesman.
I thought you were dressed pretty smart last year.
I
looked
like a used car salesman, mate. And okay. I had the bald and hair and all. It was,
you were real sweaty last year, too.
Yeah, I'm going to look like Pitbull this year. Dali.
I like
the
that.
Summer gear, no yeah, trousers, yeah. No pants on.
Yeah, Miami Vice.
Yeah.
I'm thinking of getting like a white suit and a pink shirt, Miami Vice.
You know what you should do? Now you should go full Man from Del Monte. That'd be hilarious.
Who's he?
Have a briefcase. Oh, you don't know the Man from Del Monte?
No.
Oh, it's a very neat, it's a neat style.
Right.
The Man from Del Monte.
Insane neat.
He's a fruit.
Oh. right, well.
No, he's a fruit distributor, I think.
Oh, right.
That's what he is.
Del Monte.
Del Monte. So this is the Man from Del Monte here. He's just pretty gum guy. He comes and sells like fruit to people.
Yeah, that's me.
Yeah, so you could be the
sweet white trilby and all.
Yeah, the Man from Del Monte.
That's before Timberlake did it.
Yeah, but I tell you who's been doing it for years. The Mob.
Is that Ben Affleck? The Mob.
Ben Affleck. What do you reckon, Ben Affleck? Do you reckon do you think he likes his life, or do you think he's just...
There's been photos of him looking a wee bit sad. I mean, why would you be sad? You're fucking face deep in J-Lo's fucking turd factory. You know what I mean?
Well, I mean, that's what you
that's why he's sad.
That's what you should call your awards. You get a certificate from the turd factory.
No, but I am serious. See, if I get to gaze upon J-Lo's shitter every day, I'm happy.
But then you know what?
I'm waking up happy though.
Don't they say though that if it's like if you have mince onions and potatoes for dinner every day, you'll not like mince onions and potatoes anymore? So like if you're seeing J-Lo's, probably the most, I don't know if this
the
is
dumpiest of dumpers,
the most critically acclaimed ass in the history of the world.
The hole like of holes.
Jennifer Lopez is known for having the world's greatest bum.
Yeah.
Maybe he'll not like bums anymore. Maybe he's like, oh, I just want to see big fat perdities now.
Yeah. You know? But she has some fucking dits on her too.
Yeah. But you know what I like about J-Lo and Ben Affleck? That they're good and old. You know?
Yeah, they're in their 50s.
They're old and together.
Yeah.
I find it weird when,
that's
like,
sweet.
When Ben Affleck's like, oh, I need to go out with the 18-year-old. But that's more like your man looks like Jack Nicholson, Leo DiCaprio.
And Bradley Cooper's a wee bit like that now these days too. Yeah, his recent one, I think.
Who was he going out with before? Like, was he out with someone long term? Good and old.
Can't remember. He's had a bit of a dating history, but I think he's 48, 49 now. And I think he's doing that DiCaprio young girl thing at the minute. He's also had a hair transplant.
You know what? They never look sweet.
His looks pretty sweet.
Yeah.
But he's also got a bajillion pound.
Yeah, but see, I mean, when people get hair transplants, they never put the hairline in naturally.
Joe McHale's looks good.
Yeah, does it?
Yeah.
You know who doesn't? What's the comedian called?
Oh, Jimmy Carr?
No, his is actually all right.
See, there's some that are all right.
But then it's combed down. But see, if you go for the back look and it's just like this across your head,
I know.
Like the Phantom.
Who's had one that looks bad? Comedian, I'm trying to think.
Jim Jefferies. That's one, because he did a special.
Neil Delamere has one.
But his looks great.
His looks great.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Neil Delamere.
His looks natural.
Generally, across the board, great looking guy.
You think?
Yeah, well, because you know what? Whenever
for his age.
But whenever he started out, he was probably a wee bit heavier.
Yeah, true.
And the hair looks good. He's grown the beard. He's chiseled. He's working out a lot. I think, yeah, props to Neil Delamere. Big fan of his work.
Jim Jefferies, yeah, he's had one.
But you know,
Theo Vaughn's had one.
Do you know what put me off of Jim Jefferies having it? Because Jim Jefferies is just notoriously like, fuck this, fuck that. You know, he doesn't give a fuck attitude. And then he turns up and does this special when he's just had the hair transplant. And it just looks like a wig. It's like a Travolta wig. And I couldn't take him seriously.
Yeah.
But I can't take you seriously anymore.
Can't take your eyes off it.
It's a bouffant. You know what I mean? It's like, don't do that.
Yeah.
Speaking of Travolta, it was 10 years, I think, last week since his most famous line. About Idina Menzel, which was one of my favourite. Wickedly talented, one and only Adele Dasim.
That's your best impression today. The way you said wickedly talented was exactly the way he did it.
But you can tell at that moment he's forgotten her name.
Oh, really. Yeah, you can tell he's stolen because he's.
Cause why would he not just go, ladies and gentlemen?
The lady of the hour.
Yeah.
The woman herself.
Yeah.
You're just coming up with ambiguous terms. Yeah. Sure, you know who she is.
Yeah, listen. This next act wickedly needs no introduction.
Yeah.
And that's why I'm not going to give her.
Oh, fuck.
And then it'll come up with Idina Menzel. But Adele does him.
Yeah.
That is so disrespectful.
He couldn't have got it more wrong.
Adele. does he?
He'd have got it more right if he just fucking, I don't know, said it a man.
Roddy Piper.
Yeah. Yeah. Give it up for Jimmy Savile.
James Savile.
But yeah, that was hilarious. Did you watch the Oscars?
Oh, fuck. I'm glad you... I thought you were talking about the Savile thing.
Oh, that was hilarious. Yeah, too.
That, was
yeah.
That was hilarious.
Oh, yeah, the way he got away with that, that was funny. Did you enjoy Ryan Gosling singing I'm Just Ken at the Oscars?
I didn't see any of it.
I enjoyed it.
You know what? I don't like the Oscars anymore since they banned Will Smith. I want to see that guy back knocking people.
Yeah, bring Will back to the Oscars. Yeah, it was missing that this year, wasn't it? It was missing someone slapping the face off the host. Who hosted it? Jimmy Kimmel.
But then I sort of... I know some people are probably going to... Here's the thing about the Oscars. There are people out there who think too much about movies.
Yes.
Now,
people get deep into it.
We have both acted in things. Sure. We enjoy films. Love it. We are fans of theatre.
Yep.
We are fans of... Like, I love probably nothing more... Really, than going to the cinema.
It's lovely.
I love
fucking
the movies.
Great, yes.
I've always loved the movies.
Yep.
However, I think there's an element of just wankiness about people judging stuff. And like, you know, the certain people I'm talking about, people who think, like, there are people out there who would post reviews on their Instagram about a movie, and you're going, mate, no harm to you. Who gives a fuck about your opinion?
Yeah.
And they're going into all this detail and blah, blah. Like, I like Christopher Nolan.
Yeah.
You know, Steven's older brother. I like him. However, I just want to point out that
the Nolan brothers.
Yeah, the Nolan
brothers. Related to the Nolan sisters from down south.
Yeah, but I think, like, sometimes the Oscars are too wanky. Like, I think...
Yeah.
I thought Oppenheimer was boring.
I also thought it was a load of bollocks.
Yeah.
People go, oh, I watched it 8 times. You're like... It's 3 hours. Yeah. See the best part of that movie?
So you spent 5 days watching Oppenheimer in your life?
Listen, I will never watch that movie again. Will I go back and just watch the wee scene where Florence Pugh gets the ditties out for a bit? Absolutely, because I'm a respectful gentleman. That's what I'll do, okay? I respect the movie in that sense. But as soon as she died, I was checked out of the movie. I was like, well, I'm never seeing those ditties again. Done. Yeah. You know what I mean? Oh, but just detonate the bomb now. I fucking, you know what I mean? You've took away the other two bombs from me.
Yeah.
So just fucking get this one going. But I would say I would much rather watch Barbie again than Oppenheimer.
Yeah. But you know another thing I think about the Oscars? I think they award actors rather than for their performances.
So just for them being there.
I'll give you a case in point. Leonardo DiCaprio, his best performance was not in The Revenant.
Yeah.
But yet he won the best actor for that.
Right.
So, you know, you're going, you just, because he's done so many other better things.
Yeah.
And then, you know, I just was like.
I also think Austin Butler should have won for Elvis instead. Brendan Fraser won for The Whale.
Yeah.
Don't like that.
But then it's almost like if they do, like, The Whale, I couldn't watch after the first go and he was having a wank.
See?
You know, because if you had sent the guy in to do that for him, it would have been far less uncomfortable.
Exactly. The homo helpers.
Yeah. The homo helpers. We should set it up as a charity.
Oh, me and you are the front man for it. Like,
oh, we're the original
guys. We're the homo helpers.
You know what would be funny? The first wank. You have to start somewhere, and when it's so weird, you'd be like, listen, this isn't you. And you're going, I don't know whether I should have set this business up or not. And you're there too, being like, oh, I'm glad I won this rock, paper, scissors. And you're like,
but then, do you know what? Do you know what's weirder? Like the 18th wank, because you're just comfortable with it then. And you're like, you have a process, you have a whole routine, you know how
a
to get it.
A whole routine? I thought you were just doing the dick.
We are.
But you know what would be worse? I guarantee after the 18th, if it was just you and me. We're driving around them, and I mean, wouldn't use my family car because the kids are in there. So just you and me and my wee Fiesta, scooting about, wanking old man, right? By the 18th time, you'd be like, were you serious about those Italian fellas? And I'd be like, yeah.
Yeah, I'm like, no, I think we need them now.
I'd be like, Butler, can you go down to Fellons and speak to Sean Duncan and see if he can get us in touch with the lads?
Oh, fuck.
And get it sorted. But yeah, I think it would just be, yeah, but my point with the Oscars is I think it gets a bit wanky, and sometimes...
Aye.
Because, like, I watched the, I can't remember what it's called. There's something about a Flower Moon
movie. Oh, yeah, Killers of the Flower Moon or whatever.
And I thought it was all right.
Never even watched it.
I didn't think, like, you know when people go crazy and, like, they're like, oh, this is fucking amazing. And you watch it and you're like,
aye.
You know?
Aye, I find it a lot like that.
And, like, given our case in point, see, like, they're not called reviewers, they're called, hold on. I'm getting FaceTime audio here by Catherine on the podcast.
Oh no.
Let me see. This will be it, maybe interesting. I'll put a wee clap in here in case we. Let's see.
Just in case we edit this out.
Hello, we might need to edit this out because we're live in the podcast. What's up?
What's it called?
go left, please. Left straight ahead. Right, 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 to the right. Up, see that black one there?
This?
Yes, that's the one. Thank you.
The black one, not the brown one?
The brown one's not as...
You've changed.
I know, yeah, well, I prefer the black one. It's stronger.
Oh, no. Are you still talking about coffee? Oh, there's the kids.
Yeah. Oh, gross.
What are you here? Where's Mr. Butler?
Oh, there we are.
Hey. Hiya.
Hi, Mr. B. Right, guys, we shall go. That's great. Thank you. Bye. Bye. Let me see Mr. Butler. Yeah, so they were just basically, they're in a big food shop now and they're wondering what coffee I wanted.
Nice.
As in a trailer, if you cut that line off, which one do you like? Oh, the brown one or the black one?
I know, sure, you know I like the black one. You know, yeah.
But you know what? That's just what my thoughts are on the Oscars. So, well, speaking of Austin Butler, AB,
What are you related to him? I fucking wish I was related to Austin Butler.
Imagine how great that would be.
It'd be so cool, man.
That could be our show. Did you watch The Masters of the Air?
No. No, but I want to make a parody, The Masturbators of the Air, and it's just me and you
wanking in a plane
on a Ryanair flight to Tenerife, and we crack the window open just to
There's a really funny.
There's a buddy comedy movie.
No, just a really quick sketch. Just you walk into an airplane toilet,
masturbators the door, of the air,
and then just close the door, and it's just. Just a really quick the face, and then you get the music playing and the titles. That's it.
If anyone has a plane,
here, Mason, mate, you've a green screen. Do that. Wear that jacket you've on to and just go for it.
Do you like this?
That's really, really nice. New I got this. But yeah, no, it's a good show.
Well,
yeah, big shout out, great performances in it from Anthony Boyle.
Oh yes, local lad, local West Belfast hero.
Yeah. Top man, and it was good. It was great. It's great to see. You know what?
You love
it's about time people from here supported our own instead of going, "Who the fuck do you think he is?"
Exactly.
Great to see.
Exactly. More actors and movies and all.
No, I think we've done it again. We've had another podcast that's going to need extensively edited.
Yep. I mean, it wouldn't be an Aaron Butler and Dave Elliott podcast without insulting every single person, gender, race, and. Minority.
But once again, we love everybody. We mean no harm.
We love everybody. We mean no harm. We're only fucking about. We're just two white lads having a good time.
Yeah, two entitled, privileged
two guys. Entitled, privileged guys who just love a bit of pizza.
Can I just point one thing out? Technically, I'm Protestant.
Technically, I'm Catholic.
So together, we get a grant for this.
We're all inclusive. Yeah. Together, we're bringing the community together.
And well, you don't have pronouns, do you? No, I don't have pronouns. We do have pronouns, but we keep them secret.
Exactly.
And bisexual.
And don't you dare assume them. And don't you dare assume what we're into.
Yeah.
Butt stuff.
You know what we're into? We're into eating pizzas. We're into having a good time. And we're into respecting our friends who have passed away. R.I.P. Polio Paul. You cacksucker. No, not Polio Paul. I just mean, fuck, we fucked it again. Bye. I'm the Slack Guy.